Lucy, did I leave my glasses here last night?
Yeah, Fred, right there. Oh, you don't sound very excited.
Ricky Ricardo crowns queen of the automobile show. That's the third one this week. Ricky's crowned more queens than the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh, well, I think it's a very good picture, don't you, Fred?
Yeah, this automobile queen's got a nice chassis.
I meant the picture of Ricky.
Ricky? Hey, here's a picture of Ricky, too.
That's all, brother. What's wrong with this? Well, look. Ricky Ricardo dedicates new freeway. Ricky Ricardo opens supermarket. Ricky Ricardo judges dog show.
Well, publicity is mighty important.
Yeah, look at this. Mammoth car wash open. Ricky Ricardo left, tosses in first soapy sponge.
What's the matter with that?
Well, they had to say he was on the left so people could tell which one was the sponge. Ah, let's face it, Ethel. You don't win Academy Awards by patting poodles on the head and crowning queens. I don't think that studio is ever going to give him a picture.
Oh, sure they are.
Well, it has been a long time. Now, what does Ricky think about it?
Oh, the poor thing hasn't got time to think. He's so busy hopping from one publicity stunt to the other.
Where's Peter Rabbit now?
This you won't believe. He is out judging a mambo contest. He has to dance with 100 young college girls. Can you think of anything worse than that?
Yeah, I can think of a couple of things.
Well, this just can't go on. This is not the way to Oh, here he is. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, dear. How'd everything go?
All right, I guess.
Ricky, did you really have to dance with 100 girls?
That's what they told me. I lost count some time ago.
Oh, he's been dancing since 10 o'clock this morning. Honey. Honey,
yes,
come on. No, now, honey, stop it. Come on, now.
Thanks.
Just sit down there. Come on, now, sit down. Poor boy. Honey, I've just been going through your scrapbooks, and suddenly I got a very objective picture of just what's been happening to you since you came to Hollywood.
Yeah?
This is the last publicity stunt you are going to do.
It is?
Yes. I've made up my mind. I'm putting your foot down.
Well, pick it up again, because I'm on the contract to the studio, you know. They're paying my salary every week.
Yeah.
He has to do what they say.
That's right. Besides, they've been in the picture business a long time. They know what's good for me.
Well, I've been in the Ricky Ricardo business a long time, and I know what's better for you.
Look, honey, I don't like it either, but what am I gonna do?
What can he do?
I'll tell you what he can do. He can march himself right out there and demand that they give him a picture to star in.
And suppose they don't?
You tell them they have to give you a picture
Or what?
Or else.
Or else what?
Oh, you keep out of this. Can't you just say, you give me a picture or else, and let them worry?
Now, look, why don't you just forget it, eh? I feel better if I know that you're not worrying about my career. Now, I'm awful tired. I'm going to go lie down for a while.
Okay.
Take a hot bath, honey.
Yeah, something.
Honestly, I don't know what's happened to him.
Forget it, Lucy. The studio knows what's best for him.
They do not. They're letting a great talent slip right through their fingers. If only I could get Ricky to do something about it.
Well, what do you want him to do? Walk in and say, you better use me because my wife thinks I'm very talented.
Well,
the trouble is that Ricky hasn't got an agent to go in and fight for him.
Uh-oh.
Fred, when will you ever learn to keep your big mouth shut?
Now, what did I do?
You just lit a fuse that may lead to the biggest explosion we've seen yet.
An agent? Of course that's what he needs. Somebody to go in there and tell them how good he is and how many other offers he's had.
But Ricky hasn't got an agent.
He has now. Gee, I'm glad you gave me this idea, Fred.
What idea?
The idea for this whole plan.
What plan?
This plan What's the matter with you, Fred?
Well, I'm just practicing my answers for when Ricky asks me if I know anything about this. What idea, Ricky? What plan are you talking about? Lucy who?
Oh, Fred. Lucy, I don't think you better meddle
now,
in this.
Now, look, Ethel, nothing's gonna go wrong. I'm just gonna go out there and light a fire under Dory Sherry.
Well, I hope he's wearing asbestos britches.
Texas 03311.
Oh, now, Lucy.
No? Hello, MGM. I'd like to speak to Dory. Oh, I just remembered. Dory Sherry knows me. Yes? I'd like to speak to the vice president in charge of Ricky Ricardo, please. Ricky Ricardo. Who is he? He's one of your biggest stars. Who is he? Yes. Yes, well, I'd like to discuss his contract. Walter Riley, thank you. Hello, Mr. Riley. I'm calling for Miss McGillicuddy of the Trans-Britain Scream Agency. Yes, this is Miss McGillicuddy's secretary. Yes, we just signed a new client, Mr. Ricky Ricardo. Miss McGillicuddy would like to come in and discuss his contract with you.
Lucy, are you still here?
Yeah, I thought Ricky would never leave. I'm going to be late for my appointment with Mr. Riley.
Well, your mother wants a little robe for the baby.
Oh, well, you know where they are, honey.
Yep.
Hi, Eddie. I thought you'd left.
Well, I went down to the car to get my guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not going anyplace, are you?
Hmm?
You're not going anyplace, are you?
No.
Oh, hi, Ethel.
Hi, Rick.
Listen, I got to sing at the opening of a bowling alley this afternoon, so I thought maybe you... Would you listen to a song, see if you think it's all right?
Sure. Okay. Opening of a bowling alley?
Yeah. It's an old Spanish song, you know. Como un abanico de pavos reales en el jardín azul de tu extravío, con trémulas angustias musicales se asoma en tus pupilas el hastío.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Well, that's just the verse. Now, listen to the chorus. Es que quieren volver tus amores de ayer a inquietar y me quieren robar el divino penar de adorarte.
Oh,
pues que quieres vivir y volver a sentir la osadía de manchar la esmeralda de tus ojos.
Ojos, mis eyes.
Vida mía. Okay, well, thank you. Listen, you want to come with me?
No, it's such a lazy day. I'm just going to loll around the house.
Oh, okay, well, I'll see you later.
Okay, Rick.
Bye, Ethel.
So long.
Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You really liked it, eh?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful, okay, honey. Yeah. Oh, my God. Honey, see you later.
Yes?
Mr. Riley, Ricky Ricardo's agent, Miss McGillicuddy, is here.
Ask her to come in, will you please, Miss Klein?
Yes, sir.
How do you do, Mr. Riley?
How do you do, Miss McGillicuddy?
Down, Riley. I do not believe that women in business deserve any special privileges.
As you say.
Now then, let's get down to cases. Mr. Riley. Just what does your studio plan to do with my client?
Well, you see,
after all, he didn't come all the way out to California just to crown queens and open supermarkets, you know.
Yeah, well, we understand all that. We're just trying to keep his name before the public until we put him in a picture.
And just when do you think that might be, Mr. Riley?
Well, to tell you the truth, we can't seem to find just the right property for
him. Uh-huh.
Well, you see, he's a little difficult to cast.
Not on Broadway, he isn't.
What do you mean?
Mr. Riley, I just flew in from New York, where a very famous team of producers have a big musical they are just frantic to star Ricardo in.
Famous team of producers?
Yes, of course, I can't reveal their names. But Oscar and Dick are just wild about the boy.
They really want him, eh?
Unquestionably. But I said to them, you can't have him, Oscar. And neither can you, Dick.
This throws an entirely new light on things.
I thought it would.
This could cause quite a stir around here.
I'm sure it could.
I'd better call Mr. Sherry about this.
I think you should.
Mr. Sherry, please. Hello, Dory. Walt. Say, Ricky Ricardo's agent is in here, and...
Well, he has one now.
Yes. She's been telling me that Ricky has an offer to star in a Broadway show. Well, that's the way I feel about it, too. He's a great talent. We should have used him in a picture long before this. Oh, I agree with you completely. I think it should be right away. All right. I'm sure she'll be delighted. All right. Goodbye. Well, Miss McGillicuddy, I have great news for you.
Yes?
Yes. We have decided to release Ricky from his contract.
What did you say?
I say we have decided to release Ricky from his contract.
But if he's released?
Surprised?
Yeah. Boy, am I surprised.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, we don't do this very often, but we're very fond of Ricky, and we don't want to stand in his way.
Yeah, well, then why, he's released.
He's released?
He's released.
Well, Miss McGillicuddy, I certainly want to wish you a lot of good luck.
Yeah, well, I'll need it.
I may be back in New York in time for the opening of his show. If I am, perhaps you can send me some passes, eh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for dropping in.
Mr. Riley?
Yes?
See you at the opening.
All right. Goodbye. Will you come in, please, Miss Klein?
Yes, Mr. Riley.
Mr. Riley, I've been thinking it over, and I can't do this to you.
How do you mean?
Well, look at it this way. You release Ricky from his contract. He goes to Broadway and becomes a tremendous success. And then Metro buys the film rights to the musical, and they want Ricky to play the lead. Naturally, since Ricky has become such a huge success, I have to demand a huge salary. Then someone remembers that he was under contract to you, and he was released. They demand to know who released him. And every finger points to you, Walter Riley. They fire you immediately. And no other studio will hire such a dunce. You become a penniless bum. Now, I don't want to have to go through life knowing that I was responsible for making you, Walter Riley, end up in the gutter.
I appreciate your concern, but I'm afraid I'll just have to take that chance, Miss McGillicuddy. Goodbye.
He's released, huh?
Goodbye, Miss McGillicuddy.
Bye.
Come in, Miss Klein.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley, you're doing lots of remakes. Why don't you take one of your big hits and do it over for Ricky? Tailor it for him.
Well, I'm afraid not.
Like Gone with a Cuban Wind?
I'm afraid not.
Or It Happened One Noche?
I'm afraid not.
Nah, well, it was just a thought. How about Seven Brides for Seven Cubans?
No.
The Ricardos of Wimpole Street?
No, thank you. All right, Miss Klein.
Did Andy Hardy meet the conga player?
Walk it. Walk it. Take a letter, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
It's to A.J. Dear A.J., regarding your visit here to us next month to discuss plans for the coming year, I have already set up meetings for you with the heads of the various departments and arranged a press party for you. Dory wants you and your wife to spend a week...
Mr. Riley!
No!
Ricky son of Flicka, a streetcar named Ricardo, three Cubans in a fountain, meet me in St. Ricky.
Now then.
Arsenic and old Ricky. What happened? Oh, look how pale she is.
Look at her eyes. She looks like a frightened horse.
Lucy? Lucy, I can't stand it. What happened? Are they going to put Ricky in a picture?
Are they just going to keep on like they're going now?
Well, there's no other alternative, is there? What?
They released him from his contract.
Oh, no. Oh, Lucy, when Ricky finds out you got him fired, he'll kill you.
If I could only be sure that's all he'll do.
How did this happen, Lucy?
Well, I went in to talk to Mr. Riley, and I told him that Ricky had a big musical on Broadway, and he called Dory Sherry, and they said they didn't want to stand in his way. And they released him from it.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Honey. I thought maybe I'd dye my hair black and move to Mexico. But first I'm going to swim to Catalina to throw him off the scent. Honey. There's just one thing I can do, Ethel.
What?
I'm just going to have to face him with what I've done. Oh, you know Ricky's temper.
Yeah, we've met.
Well, you're gonna meet again.
And I don't want to be here for the reunion.
I've done a terrible thing. I've ruined his career. Anything he does to me, I deserve.
Oh, now, honey.
For 14 years, Ricky's been trusting, devoted, understanding. And what have I been? Thoughtless, selfish, meddlesome, bungling, scheming, conniving, and...
irritating, headstrong, obnoxious, self-centered.
It's all right, Ethel. Let him alone. He's right.
Well, as long as it's open season, how about petty, childish, stubborn, vain?
All right, let's not get carried away.
What are we standing here for? Ricky will be here any minute. Come on, you better hide in our room.
Yeah, come on now,
honey. You can leave him a note and then come back when the storm blows over.
No, I'm going to stay right here and face him.
What, with a chair and a whip? I'm not going to let you do it. Now, come on.
You better come with us.
No, I'm not.
Your own good.
Come on now, honey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Rick, Lucy, Ricky. I have something to say to you.
Well, I'll see you later.
So long, Rick. See you around.
What's the matter with them?
They don't want to watch, and I don't blame them.
Watch what?
Give me a kiss.
One last farewell kiss.
What's the matter with you, honey?
Ricky, I went out to MGM today and got you fired.
What are you talking about?
I went out to MGM today and pretended that I was your agent.
You what?
Now you're getting it. I went out and I said I was your agent and that you were wanted for a big musical on Broadway. And Dory Sherry said they didn't want to stand in your way, so they released you from your contract. And thanks to me, you don't work at Metro anymore.
Whoa! Oh.
Honey, don't just stand there. Throw something. Throw something. Here.
This is worse than the time you lost up my screen test.
We got arrested in Tennessee.
Yeah!
It's worse than when we were handcuffed together for 48 hours.
Yeah!
It's worse than when I loused up your nightclub act.
Yeah!
Here.
What's this for?
I don't know, but smash it anyway, and I'll have one cut.
All right. Give me some more.
Here.
Oh, no.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Maybe he went out trying to get a job wrecking houses.
Well, at least it's all over.
I'm not so sure. I feel that I'll have to live with this for a long time.
Oh, if only you hadn't gone out there today.
Yes, but I did. I have an idea.
How can you stand there in the middle of all this mess and utter those four horrible words, "I've got an idea"?
Now, wait a minute. Texas 03311.
She's a cool one. She's returning to the scene of the crime.
Listen, they don't know that... Mr. Riley, please. They don't know that I was the one that was out there today. Hello, Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley, this is Mrs. Ricardo, Ricky Ricardo's wife. Yes, Ricky wanted me to call you and warn you about something. Yes, it seems there's some woman going around town claiming that she's Ricky's agent. She was in your office today. Well, how crazy can she be? Oh, don't say. Mr. Riley, Ricky doesn't have an agent. No, she certainly is not. And as for that nonsense about Ricky going to Broadway for a big... Well, I know she's been going around saying that. Yes, Mr. Riley, Ricky is very happy working at Metro, and he wishes to continue there a long, long time. He will, won't he? Oh, bless you, Mr. Riley. I mean, thank you.
Bravo, bravo.
Housekeeper, please. This is Mrs. Ricardo in 315. We've had a little accident.
Lucy, where are you?
Here I am, honey, and have I got good news for you. Yeah, it cost quite a bit fixing the place up, but it really doesn't matter because...
I'll say it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Well, I got myself an agent, and he already got me a job at another studio at three times the money.
Huh?
You know, getting me out of that Metro deal was the best thing you've ever done. Three times the money. Imagine that. And not only that, but they're going to star me in 4 pictures in a row. Right away! 4 pictures! Oh, I forgot something else, too. They're going to give you a contract. I was just kidding you, honey. I called Metro and they told me everything was straightened out. Come in.
Oh, Ricky!
Oh, no!
Next week, I Love Lucy will be brought to you by Lilt Home Permanents. Mr. Riley was played by Parley Bear, and the secretary was Helen Cleve. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.